Brooke and Jubal in the morning, and it's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse, where we go down to the courthouse and just ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Oh, just passing through, man. You know what I mean?
Well, you look, I'm sorry to interrupt you, man, but you look fresh, bro. You're like in a suit jacket. You got a blazer on. You got, you know, nice shoes. Why are y'all so dressed up for?
Man, you know, dress and impress, that's all it's about, man. You know what I'm saying? Out here, a lot of people are doing bad and stuff. You know, if you're going to go down, you know what I'm saying, in style. That's all I see it, man.
So if you're going to get locked up, be classy about it.
Exactly, man. When you get back out, you're going to have some nice clothes, right?
That's true. Yeah, I mean, you know, you have to take off your clothes when you go in there.
Yeah.
You might as well have something nice to wear when you get out. Yeah. Way to think ahead. This guy has obviously been to jail a few times before.
Eddie, you know he's made that beer shirt mistake at one point. Like, oh, I shouldn't have worn that.
Yeah, Dan. Next time I'm going in a suit.
Yeah.
I'm breaking the law, I'm going to wear a suit.
Yeah, he gets out and he's like, oh, man, I brought my crappy shoes. That's right. I forgot. I've been in here for 6 months, forgot what shoes I had. Next time, I'm getting suited up.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I crashed the car and now I have an ankle monitor. Nice piece of jewelry here.
Does that thing hurt? Looks like it's
actually on pretty tight.
And so what does that mean? You have to stay inside your house?
I've been in my house for 60 days. I'm going crazy.
Dude, what are you going to do for 60 days?
Probably just play Xbox all day, every day.
That doesn't sound like that bad a punishment, to be honest.
No, it doesn't. It could be worse.
What else are you going to do while you're hanging out home? Are friends going to come over and visit you, family?
Just work out and just have homies come over.
That sounds like a party.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, it sounds pretty tight.
Yeah. I've always thought that, too. I've had a lot of friends that have been on house arrest, and I'm like, this is awesome. So you're just telling me you sit here all day, people bring you food and play video games. I had one friend get busted for breaking his house arrest because he really wanted a Jack in the Box hamburger.
Oh, God.
So he left his house to go get a hamburger.
Really, dude?
And then ended up doing like 6 months because he left to go get a Jack in the Box
because
hamburger.
Because he was already making such smart decisions in life to begin with.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
The next guy we've talked to before, but this time he has something new to tell us. And he's one of my favorite people that we've ever talked to down at the courthouse.
What you doing at the courthouse?
My name is and I go for position number 8, candidate for election.
Oh.
For position number 8.
What is position number 8 exactly?
About 8.
Okay. So why do you want to run for council?
Government what we have right now, totally corrupt to the bones. Dirty government from this crook who suck blood and money from us. When we not change this for another couple years, we will be in deep shit. Nothing will be changed.
You seem like you're obviously already a political figure.
Yeah, I did this 2 years ago too, but 2 years ago country prosecute me for stopping me go for country council position.
Why would they stop you?
Probably because I'm very aggressive.
Yeah, he is very aggressive. If you remember that guy, the last time he was on, he dropped so many F-bombs about the people, whoever he's mad at. You can't even really tell. I think he owns a small business and he was pissed off. But now he's running for position 8. And what is position 8?
It's 8.
8.
It's 8.
Eight. I really want to get a campaign flyer with his face that just says, quote, we're in for some deep ish.
Yeah, I think that he's definitely a passionate speaker, and we could use somebody like him to represent us.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Man, they got me in this program called Drug Court. I got to go through, you know, court because I was on drugs.
What got you caught up in drug court?
Man, I'm just chilling, you know what I'm saying? It's a normal day. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, I see the boys roll up, stop me.
So the cops?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I ain't trying to get shot. So, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So you talk to them?
I can't talk to the cops, man. I'm out here selling dope.
Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
I have drugs in my pocket, Jose. Why am I going to talk to the cops? I like drug court.
Duh.
For what? What are you in drug court for? Drugs.